here at the Forum after an 8-4 win over Nottingham Lions with head coach Steve Foster. First 20 minutes there, Steve, we look back to our formidable best, would you say?
Yeah, I thought we played some good stuff. I think all Lions were doing well, and we looked very, very dangerous.
And that was across the board, that was all three lines really clicking tonight, especially in that first 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I know that the third line of ours, that's been a little bit of a mixed mash these last few weeks and stuff like that, but it's good that we've got players coming through, got players still, obviously, to come back in, but it's good everybody's contributing, and that's what we need, every line to be effective out there.
We've seen that the second line, it was last week that were putting up all the points, and tonight it kind of switched to the first line. But it's good to see that kind of scoring depth coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you've not got one line scoring, you want the other one scoring. But, you know, it's when we get both lines scoring, which is going to be good. And that's what we need moving forward if we're going to be competing up there for silverware for those playoffs towards the end of the year.
Well, as you say, we do still have some gaps in the lineup, a few players yet to come back. Great to see Mikey and Mossy both playing this week after incidents last week. But we do have those holes still. So great to see during the week us fill one of those holes with a new signing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I heard that Lewis wasn't getting a nice time, and then obviously when he got released, had a chat with him, and got him to have a word with Al, and we've managed to get that sorted. So yeah, great signing for us. It's what we need. It's what we've needed really all year. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. You know, the person to replace what Strags was for us. I'm expecting Lewis will come in and do a grand job at that.
Well, obviously, that he's not had any chance to train with us. I think he had a little bit of ice with the Bucks on Friday, but that's been it. But you wouldn't have been able to tell so much from tonight. He's slotted in really well and formed a great little pair there with Will Thornton.
Yeah, absolutely. And Will's been coming on leaps and bounds for us this year, and I think that'll continue. And yeah, they look good. Lewis, you can see that the class of some of the passes that he made out there, his vision. And then smart defensive work as well. So yeah, I look forward to working with Lewis moving forward. And I think he'll be a big contributor to our success this year.
And a plus point, I guess, for the team and the fans is that he is a local boy. It's yet another Billingham name to add onto the roster, and something that we are very proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think fans will be happy. His mum and dad are going to be over the moon because they didn't get to see their boy play all of the time. And I think at the end of the day, when he's been at a club and hasn't been getting on very much recently, it's a time for him to just go and enjoy. That's what I'm saying, just go and enjoy. Come to us, come and enjoy your hockey. You know, enjoy it. And he gets a chance to come home as well. So that's good for him. And like I say, good for us. Fans will get behind him, and I'm sure it'll be very, very good for us moving forward.
Well, welcome boost heading into the business end of the season. Playoffs are looming, 9 games to go now. Tonight's win really does start that momentum, get that ball rolling, and we go into next week's games, 2 very, very winnable games, Leeds on the road, Sheffield back here. Just looking towards that end of the season and getting the best place we can.
Yeah, I think so. And right now, we've just got to be one game at a time, and not look too much further forward. You know, just get the, because if you look too far forward, you'll not get the wins and you'll slip up somewhere. So I think it's getting that game by game, bit of momentum, working on a few things moving forward, and like you say, we hoping to be, you know, looking to still lift the trophy this year at the end of the day. You know, we should. We've got some very good players there. And, you know, everybody needs to step up. And, you know, we're very capable. We can do that. And, I think we could be the dark horses from the position that we're at. We could be the dark horses this year for that playoffs.
It's a good weekend for the fans next weekend because it's our shortest road journey on Saturday down to Leeds. Hopefully we take a good few fans down there. I think actually we might pick up some Leeds Knights National League fans coming to see Lewis. And then Sheffield back here, hopefully another big crowd. It was a big crowd tonight, so a good one for the fans next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, it's good to get fans on the road. We've very consistent with that all year. Like you say, when we've been to Leeds, we've always had some good following there, and hopefully that'll continue. Like you say, I've been surprised. We've had good following this year. After Christmas, it's continued on very well and probably increased. And we started to reward the fans with some good hockey. And obviously, the wins are good. But we also want to play the right way. And I think we scored some nice goals as well. And even when we're not scoring, we're creating some good opportunities as well, which is always nice to see.
Well, we'll pick this up again on Saturday in possibly the coldest rink in the country. Always got like to go to Leeds and catch a little bit of hypothermia. But I'm sure we'll have hopefully 3 points to keep us warm.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we 3 points a time. But yeah, we won 6 points next week, and that's a kind of a must for us. And I'm sure we'll get it done. The boys will step up to the plate and make sure we do whatever it takes to get those wins. Leeds are a canny team. Obviously, we played them earlier on. Yeah, they're going to keep us honest in that game. They're going to push us. The young kids that they've got some good young ones. But you know, we should have that class that we can see us through, and we'll pay them back for what happened here.
I was about to say, I think we might owe them one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully we won't go to a dodgy penalty shootout this time.
No, we should get it done in regulation, have a good first period, and then the boys can enjoy it thereafter.
Great stuff. Well, we'll pick this up in Leeds and enjoy the win tonight.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.